before I took over this place, was still a year 92, but it had just started. And when I took over and I started, you know, we had only maybe about four Indian meals, a few rotis, which are Caribbean, you know, the deep fried regular things. And when we expanded the menu, I wanted to have everybody eat here, meaning if, you know, a couple wanted to eat here and they love Indian food or they like Caribbean food or they like Middle Eastern food or whatnot and their kids don't, I wanted to give them an option so they can all dine at the same place. So, you know, we gave them the options of burgers and fries and onion rings and shawarma sandwiches, which are not spicy, which are Middle Eastern. We gave them falafels for vegans. And it's been working great. We have removed some things that weren't such big sellers, and like the burgers and the chicken burgers and things like that. But we kept the tenders and the onion rings and the fries so that still kids can eat here.
I understand that you don't do a lot of advertising.
Yeah, we don't do any advertisement. It's mainly word of mouth. And the word of mouth has been working wonders. So, and I love word of mouth because when it's advertised in a newspaper or on the radio or whatnot, you're listening to the ad. You might pay attention, you might not. But when someone actually tells you, and then someone actually suggests to come here based on experience, that means a lot to us. That means a lot because that means they enjoyed everything they had here to a point where they're actually recommending us, which means a lot.
Why do you think people are calling U92 a hidden gem?
We try to do everything fresh. We try to do everything to order. We try to adjust the heat level to order. Our key of success, I would say 100%, is fresh food. And, you know, the fact that we do our samosas and we do our rotis and we do it all fresh. We don't buy it frozen. We don't, you know, we make it ourselves. And I put a lot of effort into this place. I love the fact that I'm the only chef, but it can wear me out sometimes. I love the fact that I'm the only chef because I can make every meal exactly the same. The fact that every meal goes out tasting exactly the same, and that's what people keep coming back for. And people, it depends on who it is, but some people are not repetitive, but they're keen on to eating the same thing. So if they like something or they've tried something, they kind of don't switch or, you know, move away from it and try something different. So if they tried the butter chicken here, for example, and they like the fact that it's not spicy, and they like the butterness and the creaminess of it, they tend not to try anything different. So they keep, you know, which I have, and I have customers that week in and week out, they eat the same exact meals. They don't change it. So, and I love to cook. I love what I do.
Is there anything else you'd like to let our listeners know?
Well, you know, I am very thankful for my customers who believe in us and got us going through COVID. We adjusted, we learned to live with it. But the fact that I survived COVID gives me a feeling that I can do anything.